Dean Reynolds, veteran national political correspondent for WGN America's News Nation, about what happened last night. And Dean, I guess there were no knockouts. It went 15 rounds. And Senator Harris had to just do no wrong, and Vice President Pence had to maybe show that she's too far left. Do you think that was the goal of both candidates going into last night?
Well, I think Vice President Pence had a harder time. Good morning, by the way, Bob. His counterpart, because you know the coronavirus hung over the whole debate. I mean, you know, you had the visual proof of it right there with the plexiglass partition separating them as a health precaution, and so you know, right off the bat, the vice president was on defense. The way to get onto offense was to, as you suggest, attack the Biden-Harris campaign as too far left, too progressive, out of the mainstream, etc. And I think, you know, he made that case as well as he could. But, you know, you start with that overhanging issue, which is a difficult one for the incumbent.
A number of people have made the comment along the lines of, it was entertaining, it was interesting, but probably changes nothing. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't think vice presidential debates do change much. I mean, they're curiosities. People look at them and think, is that person presidential timber? You know, and if there's a gaffe, like the Lloyd Benson, Dan Quayle, you're no Jack Kennedy thing, everybody writes about it for a while and then forgets about it. You know, Mike Dukakis was at the head of that ticket, and he went and lost the race to George H.W. Bush. Really, they're not even designed to be the pivotal events in the campaign. They're just sort of like, here's the running mates, have a look at them, you know, and try to imagine them in the Oval Office.
I brought this question up earlier. Do you think Senator Harris was coached not to come off as an aggressive woman? Because a number of people made the comment that she did not interrupt the vice president. Many times the vice president kept going past his time, and Susan Page, the moderator, just kept saying thank you, but didn't really, she had no microphone switch to, you know, to shut him off, and, yeah, and Senator Harris really didn't jump in there. What do you think?
Well, this is 2020, and we're still having these, you know, conversations about whether women candidates are too aggressive in their style during debates or during campaigns in general. And, you know, I mean, it's just not a complaint or a criticism that's made against a male candidate. And I think a lot of women out there would see, you know, suggestions that she shouldn't do this because it might look bad, you know, as offensive. In any case, I don't think she was particularly aggressive. I don't think Mike Pence was particularly aggressive. I mean, you know, they had a real debate. They talked about the issues, and for the most part, they were within the rules. And I think if you were looking for some light as opposed to heat, you probably saw it.
Mm-hmm. Fair to say that a tie, if it was a tie goes to Joe Biden?
In everything, you know, in this campaign, the tie goes to Biden, at least if you believe the polls. Now, you know, the polls were wrong in 2016, but the polls this time around have, at least the ones that we talked to, say they've made course corrections, and, you know, they're weighting them to particular demographics that they might have slighted the last time around. So, yeah, if you have these face-offs between the president and the former vice president, or the current vice president and Senator Harris, and it is a tie, it's the Trump-Pence campaign that has to make up ground, and they're not doing that.
That brings us to the news of the day. First, we reported earlier that the presidential debate October 15th was going to be virtual. And then a little while later, we reported that this morning President Trump said he will not participate. So what I don't understand here is, doesn't the president need this debate more than Joe Biden?
Well, you know... You would think so. In a normal situation, this is an abnormal situation. But, you know, Biden accepted it, by the way, this change, the having the debate or the debate participants in remote locations separated in someplace else away from the town hall. You know, that's obviously, I think the commission cited a need to protect the health and safety of all involved with the second presidential debate. Well, you know, why do they have to do that? Because the president less than a week ago tested positive and was hospitalized. Now the next debate is a week from today. I mean, you know, if you're on Joe Biden's team and you have a 77-year-old man at the top of your ticket, you are a little concerned that he might be exposed, I think. And the president, of course, wants to get in there and have a face-to-face encounter. But, you know, will we know for sure if he's not contagious? I don't know.
I was thinking last night, just the visual of the plexiglass is sort of a win for the Democrats. And obviously that's one of the reasons why the Republicans didn't want the plexiglass.
Well, sure. Yeah, I mean, it's visual proof of the, I don't want to say failure, but it's visual proof of the problem that hangs over the country right now. And, you know, without blaming anybody, it has happened on President Trump's watch. So it's natural for the public to say, hey, you know, what are you doing about this problem? Like any problem that comes up to face an incumbent. The Democrats don't have that problem because they're not in office. If they become in office, it becomes their problem quite quickly, though.
Yeah, this time around, the slogan isn't "it's the economy, stupid." It should be "it's the coronavirus, stupid." And,
right.
And Dean, if you were moderating last night, would you have tried to be more aggressive, keeping order and keeping the candidates on time?
Well, yeah, I probably would have, but Susan Page did the best that she could. And, you know, what are you going to do? You know, it's easy for people on the outside to say, well, you know, the thing went off the rails and she lost control of it by letting them speak over. You're talking to the Vice President of the United States, you know, much less the President of the United States when Wallace had to deal with this. You know, it's an intimidating situation. And I thought she did as well as she could.
Yeah, well, you know what? As I've said many times, if I were an athlete and had to watch fans in the stands who were way out of shape criticizing my performance, I'd be jumping into the crowd, beating people up every game. So it's Dean Reynolds,
exactly.
WGN America, News Nation, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m., 7 nights a week. Thank you, Dean. Always appreciate your time.
Thanks, Bob.